Hello and welcome to a special episode of Profiles in Risk. Today I have with me Tania Comburn, and of course I cannot remember your exact job title, a VP of Marketing Communications at Trufla Technology, and basically the brain behind Amplify Broker Tech Fest in
Got
Calgary.
it. That's
So
right.
first of all, thank you for joining me today. We are recording Friday, April 5th. Couple of days before a lot of North America has a total eclipse. Is it going by your neck of the woods?
It is. It's not a total eclipse for us. It's like an 80%, but we have the glasses ready. And I'm trying to figure out a way to keep the glasses on my 2-year-old's head. I'm so excited. I
For the
love an eclipse.
two-year-old, I would recommend black hood over his or her head.
Yeah.
To prevent damage to their eyes. It's gonna be hard.
A baseball cap hood, and I'm just gonna hold the
Exactly,
viewing
exactly.
glasses
They
on. But I just don't want them to
won't
miss
remember it
it. I don't want them to miss it.
anyway. Yeah, so young, right? Like it could be their first memory, or like they probably just won't remember it.
It's like talk about technology. Like, can you imagine medieval times where they thought the world was ending when a total eclipse was happening?
Yes, that I have thought a lot about that. So
And
yes,
like imagine
very
even a
similar.
hundred years from now, how they're gonna laugh at what we think the world, how the world runs. Like it's, I think about that all the time.
That is
All
interesting.
the
Okay.
time.
So you suffer from severe overthinking is what you're saying.
Oh, 100%.
So
100%.
for the listeners, okay. So today we are recording about the conference, right? There is a prior episode about Trufla itself. And there is a prior episode about last year's conference. So last year, basically, I and Amplify Broker Tech Fest 2023 ended up being my first insurance conference in Canada, and it all happens because Sharif came on the podcast, and then I happened to ask about the conference. So last year was also the first for you guys, right? Because it was your first in person. After having done it a couple of times during COVID virtually.
That's correct.
I thought it was a wonderful conference, like truly a
Thank
wonderful
you.
conference. So what is Amplify Broker Tech Fest?
Yeah, so basically in Canada, it's a little bit different in the States. We don't really have a lot of insurtech conferences that you would have in the States. So we have like smaller ones, and some of them aren't operating this year. So it technically is Canada's largest insurtech conference. It's over 2 days in Calgary, Alberta, and it's really focused on the distribution channel. So your brokers and your MGAs. So for our American friends, your agents, your agencies. And there's so much going on right now. We have a convergence of a lot of different issues that brokerages are facing, agencies are facing, from the talent crunch to climate change, to digital adoption and the change of consumer needs. And it can be really difficult for brokerages to kind of understand where they need to invest their money, what technology they really should be using or implementing depending on their workflow. So the way we saw Amplify was a matchmaking platform where we'd have 2 days of sessions and thought leaderships from all over the world, but also the opportunity for different vendors to kind of pitch and be like, you know what, if you're having this problem, this is how we can solve it. And not only that, but to try to bring vendors together to work together, because our systems are so siloed and they are not talking to each other. And there's a lot of data issues that brokers aren't going to access. So it's also an opportunity for vendors to come together to try to solve some problems that brokers are facing together. And it's fun. It's Broker Tech Fest. It's not a snooze fest. It's not a
This
boring like convention where you're kind of
is
like falling asleep after three talks. Like we try to do a lot of fun networking activities and we try to hype up the audience. And it's exactly what it is. It's a tech fest. It's a celebration of thought leadership, technology, because we really believe the broker channel is the best channel for insurance distribution.
there was something special last year, for sure, and that's why I'm excited to be back this year, and I'll actually be on stage this year, which I'm really
Yes.
excited about. Have not prepared my piece yet. So,
That's okay. It's still early. Still
but yes,
early.
it's still early. Okay, so we have not shared the dates, right? So
Yeah.
two severely ADHD people here. It's the fun episode. Okay, so the important stuff: Calgary, Canada, September 16 and 17. So for the listeners, you've got more than enough time to plan your Canada visit, and if you're going to extend it to go to Banff, right, like you've got more than enough time to get this planned. The venue is truly special. And that last year I had no idea, basically until I showed up. So the Studio Bell Center in Calgary, if I'm not mistaken, is the music museum.
It's the National Music Museum of
National
Canada.
Music
It
Museum.
was built about 6 or 7 years ago, so it's fairly new. And the architecture of that building is a piece of art in itself. It's beautiful. It's
Exactly.
beautiful.
Architecturally a beautiful building, lots of awesome exhibits, and basically it closes down for the conference. Basically, like we have
Yes, they shut
it
it
to
down for us.
ourselves for the 2 days,
Yes.
hopefully without a fire alarm, which was on me last year. Hopefully without a fire alarm interrupting.
What's an event without hiccups, right? But it was
Yes,
funny. It was fun.
it was kind of funny,
Some of the
yes.
ladies enjoyed the firefighters coming in, saving the day, but yeah.
It was not the magician playing with fire which caused the fire alarm. Just want to be clear on that. Okay, that's why I got invited back this year. Okay, so for the listeners, okay, so you've got, Canada Nice combined with very tech forward insurtechs and brokers that are there. So the main floor has a small exhibition area, a small number of kiosks. And then the speakers are on the second floor. But what I found very unique, other than the other than the building itself, what was the demonstrations. I don't remember what you call
The
them, but
demos,
basically
yeah, the broker demos or
at
the
most
vendor demos.
conferences that I go to, there's a bunch of insurtechs, giving out swag in the kiosks, but I had not seen scheduled demo times, so you can actually see what the system looks like. I thought that was well done, and it was well attended. That's the other thing. So sometimes conferences do have kind of like a demo stage, but it doesn't seem that it's super well attended. At Amplify, people were actually actively, and it's not a huge venue, so you feel the number of people when they congregate. So I think for the vendors, I think it was a good event too, and also I think it was you guys that pointed it out. I didn't realize it, but the level of the people that attended last year was a lot of decision makers.
So we've made the event small. We cap it at 300 people, and we're targeting because really, like I said, this is matchmaking for brokers and agents who are looking for a certain tech stack or trying to improve their automation, streamline what they're doing, reduce their costs basically, and increase their profitability. It's intimate. Let's just say that. It's very intimate. It's a great networking event. I mean, we are still looking for vendors. So if there's any vendors out there who are interested, like we have some really cool opportunities. We have 3 or 4 different types of vendor opportunities you can pick from. And we made it so it's affordable if you're a startup because Truefla was a startup. So we understand the cost can be a little bit off-putting. So the starting point that we did for our kiosk vendor is very, very, very reasonable. So yeah, you can find more information on that at truefla.com/amplify if you do want to be a vendor. For attendees, we had, I think, 10 to 15 American attendees who were blown away. Like, we haven't, like, this is amazing. Like, it's very different.
I think that in the States, a lot of our con not all of them, but a lot of our conferences in the insurtech space are more and more ran by conference running organizations, largely out of the UK. I don't know why the UK has so many organizations that are dedicated to running conferences. And the problem is that they become for profit, right? Like a lot of conferences start with a local insurtech group or a local company creating them as a way to bring their clients in person and opens it up to other vendors, and then they get sold off to conference running companies and they become expensive and they lose some of the I mean they're still good networking, but they lose some of the authenticity and some of the I don't know. It's just different. They start selling speaker spots
instead of bringing the right speakers. We refuse to do that. So we do, like, we do have demo spots and we have boot camps, but I'm the one who decides the content. Sharif and I decide the content, and I'm extremely picky about who we're picking to be a speaker. So we have actually Chris Paradiso. I don't know if you're familiar with Chris, but he's coming up.
Yep, out of Connecticut.
We've got Emma Roloff coming up again, yourself. We have Noon Ali, who's she's head of digital for UK Europe Lockton, and she's worked a lot with Lloyd's for digital transformation. So she has a lot of, like, this is what we're doing right now in the UK, and UK is always ahead. So she has some really good quality advice. So we are very, very, very strategic and very picky about who our speakers are going to be, and they are absolutely not paid spots, because that dilutes it.
It just doesn't,
you feel like you're being sold to. And we do have a spot for that. We have a spot for that in the convention with our vendor events and our demos. That shouldn't be in the thought leadership area, not at all.
So yeah, this is like a conference that is run by one of the insurtechs, basically. I don't know if you guys think of yourself as an insurtech, but
oh yeah, definitely, yeah.
And it did not. Number one, you can feel the community. Number two, Canada friendly. Number three, the size of the conference is very good. It's big enough, but it's not an anonymous sea of people. You definitely get to know people in a multi-day 300 people conference. The venue is fantastic. And yeah, by being ran by one of us, by one of the insurtechs, it keeps the cost moderate, right? Because the conference is not where you guys generate your revenue, right?
No.
So it keeps the cost very decent. For the listeners, we are giving away a ticket. So basically, leave a comment below on either YouTube or LinkedIn, and we'll run it for a week, and basically we'll choose a random comment on April 16th. So get your comment in before April 16th. Tell us why you're excited about this conference. And yeah, the speakers last year were really, really, really good. What often happens at when you start selling speaker spots is people stop going to see the speakers. They go to the conference for the networking, and the very high ranking people are speaking to small crowds that don't really care, because they can sense that they're not passionate about what they're speaking about. So yeah, this is a whole different thing. If it reminds me of anything, it reminds me kind of the Canadian version of the Better Agency Conference, the Agency Success Conference in Phoenix, which I loved last year, and it's not happening this year. So with that one not happening again, it in the States, it leaves us without a great agency side conference. There's the big ones hosted by the big AMSs, but there's no independent agency conference in the post Elevate, post IOA world. So for American agents, consider Amplify. The US and Canada markets are so similar.
So similar. We're going through a lot of the same issues. Climate change, half our talent is going to be retiring. really, really need to start implementing technology to streamline and put, like, where do you start and how do you do that in a cost-effective way? Like, these are all things that we are dealing with. And you recently posted about the hurricane season being worse in 2024. I live in Nova Scotia on the East Coast, and last year was rough for hurricane season. I've never seen that before. So I'm thinking now, like, what do we have to do as brokers? Like, are our commissions going to be cut because of the reinsurance world and the cost of claims? Like, what is the future going to look like for us, and how do we ensure our that we thrive, not just survive, but how we thrive?
So, and a lot of the vendors serve both markets, Canada and the
Oh,
US.
yes, absolutely.
And if they don't currently, they're all aiming to. I did not run into a single one last year where when I talked to them and I said, hey, when you're ready to come into the States, not a single one of them went, oh, we're just going to stay in Canada. Right. With the States being so much bigger. So basically, brokers come check out the vendors, check out the conference. Even if you find the perfect solution that's not yet in the States, believe me, they're coming, and you're now ahead of the game in knowing that knowing them and that they're coming.
Absolutely.
And for the many insurtechs, if you are broker agent facing, this is where you want to be, especially with the US agency brokered side insurtech conference kind of not having a home base right now, great opportunity. And I'm not an outdoorsy person, but when my sister-in-law, who's a big outdoorsy person, the moment I said Calgary, she's like, oh, you have to go to Banff. I didn't. I might this year. And then when I asked the locals, so what is there to do in Calgary? Everybody was like, go to Banff. So
Tony Kenyas, you have to go to Banff
I know.
and see the Rocky Mountains, because I am a Lebanese princess. I was not outdoorsy. And when I lived in Calgary, I became an avid hiker. I was hiking like mountains that were 1,200 feet high. Like, I don't know what the conversion is, but like, I only know meters, so I might not have gotten the feet right. But and it's a level of beauty. And when you are in the mountains, you want to protect Earth. Like, you see it in a different way and you understand the impact of climate change, and it changes your perspective.
And the dates this year, September 16 and 17th, what day of the week are those?
It's a Monday, Tuesday.
Perfect. So people come in on Friday, go do a couple of days in Banff, come to the conference, and it basically this it cannot go
And
wrong.
your US dollar takes you further in Canada. So, you
All right.
know,
All right.
right?
So yeah, make it a vacation with the kids and then come to
Yeah.
a conference the last couple of days while they keep exploring Banff. It's only a couple hours away, right? It's a fairly easy drive.
It's an hour and a half drive from the city of Calgary. So, very, really easy to get there. Yeah, honestly, it's so worth it. And I have made some few changes this year because I'm a
Okay.
coffee addict. We're opening up. So the National Music Museum has a coffee shop. So we're opening that up for the 2 days. So you can go sit down if you need to take a meeting, go to the coffee shop, get a coffee, get treats on us. And our broker bash or agency bash is going to be, there's a bar side, like a rooftop bar, connected to the National Music Museum. So we're going to have a live band. We're going to have like drinks, and we're still going to do our wine with vendors. So it's like a wine tasting with the different vendors. So it's
La
going to be
last
great. It's going to
year,
be fun.
the wine tasting was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
It was how many activities did you guys stick into this event? Because I
I mean,
remember
that's why you need the coffee bar, because it's a lot.
there was the photo booth. There was an
Ice
ice
cream bar,
cream.
photo booth, taco bar.
So really, you guys stuck a whole bunch of stuff into this into the wine tasting event. That was much more than a wine tasting,
Yeah.
and it was a ton of fun. So much so that I still carry my
Oh, I love that.
photos from and this is not this is not because we're recording a podcast today. they live in my headphone case.
Oh, I love that.
So, just noticed them a couple days ago, and I'm like, oh, we're about to record a podcast. So it was a really fun event. So I think it really hits all the boxes of being cost effective in a beautiful place. You can turn it into a family vacation, it's good work. It's you will learn a lot about what's going on in the agency space and what's coming down, and you will take home good ideas and good connections.
And good connections, absolutely.
To digitize your agency, to bring your agency into the future. And this is ran by people who really care. That's the beauty of InsurTechs, right? Like passionate people.
Insurtechs who were brokers. Like I was a broker. The CEO and founder he started his own brokerage. So we were brokers first before we moved into tech. And the reason why we built the tech is because it didn't exist 10, 15 years ago. So we built it ourselves. So like we are big proponents of the broker channel.
So this is very much what my understanding of what Elevate was, and then IOA, before those kind of died off. I didn't get to go to either of those, but I've lived something similar at Agency Success, and then at Amplify last year, which for the first year I was amazed, and it was super interesting actually for me, because straight like I flew Calgary, Montreal for my second Canadian conference a day later, and was underwhelmed by the other
not
one.
Not happening this year, hey?
I heard that from you, yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully it comes back. Hopefully they bring you guys to do it, or bring them to this set of like conversation. But yes, like quite simply, there are and it's hard to predict which one's which, but there are conferences where you can feel the energy. There are conferences where you're like, something was weird here. Something was missing, right? Something felt out of place. Those two were the biggest contrast of my conference season last year. And the fact that they were the two Canadian ones and they were back to back to each other was it really put it in contrast. Amplify is the type of conference that you just go home energized from. And every broker can benefit from that, and very few brokers are done with their deal transformation. So believe me, you will benefit from going to Amplify Broker Tech Fest, even if you don't win the free ticket. The free ticket does include is an all
everything. It's pass. All access pass. So, yeah.
So basically, that means a speaker dinner. The night prior.
All presentations, all networking events, the dinners, all of it. It's all included.
The dinner was a lot of fun last year. I was not a speaker. I was there as a media partner, and I still got to go to dinner, which I was impressed by. Not always the case. This year, I am a speaker. Come on over. Watch me do some magic. Watch Emma speak and the other fantastic speakers. I don't know if the staff is going to wear leather every day this time like last time.
I don't know what I was thinking with all the leather, Tony. I thought I was like super cool.
I will never forget it. Like it was very unique. I thought it worked. I would make it a tradition.
I was thinking like the rock vibe, you know, at the music center.
No, it exactly. It matches the venue. It was super, super exciting. So this is going out in April, and we have four or five months of time before September. So
yeah, and we're still time. Like honestly, we are still booking vendors. We've actually opened up two floors of vendors now, Tony. So we do have a lot of spots, and we're starting at a low price for vendors, a kiosk vendor where we provide everything. They just have to give us the artwork. It's so cheap. You know, if there's American vendors out there who are interested in the Canadian market or interested in building some relationships with your key decision-making demographics, you know, shoot me a LinkedIn message, Tony. I'm sure you'll tag me on LinkedIn, but yeah, and I'll send you over the package, but.
Fantastic. Yeah. And for for brokers, you're not looking at being a vendor. You're looking at going, even if you don't
Oh,
win
please
the pre
come.
right now, $628.95 American. How much is that in loonies? I just love saying the word loonie.
Loonies.
628 bucks is a it's a very affordable
And
contract.
that's Canadian dollars. So if you convert that to American.
Okay. So the 628.95 Canadian loonies to U.S. So as of today, that's $463.
For
They're
2 days, all access pass, dinners, drinks, events, speakers, all of it. I mean, that's, you can't get, you're not going to get cheaper than that.
giving it away.
Yeah.
Make
Actually, we
it.
are giving it away. Literally, you're going to get a ticket.
Like, comment below
Comment.
while you're excited.
Share.
Yes,
Yeah.
people like honestly, like I go to so many insurance conferences. This is one of the really, 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 really good ones. If you're a broker, either in Canada or the U.S., you really should be there. Paradiso is a fantastic speaker,
Oh, he's great. Yeah.
and what he really understands the agency space. He runs an agency, right? That's his business. He's not a professional speaker that worked in an agency 25 years ago. He runs his agency. He's part of a really awesome group of agents that really know what they're doing and are very successful. Emma is a fantastic speaker. Who else are you excited on the speaking side?
So we have Mark Lipman. He runs Lloyd's Canada. So anytime you can hear from what's going on in the Lloyd's market, to me, that's
Always interesting.
fascinating. The one I'm looking forward to the most, because we don't, I'm gonna call it here. You work for DEI, I know that. We don't often hear BIPOC voices in insurance. So Noon Ali, she's like a, you know, coming in from a diverse perspective. She's a leader in digital transformation in the UK. And her and Emma are also going to take part in our Women in Insurance panel, which was our most
It was
high-rated
amazing
session
last year with
last year.
Margo and Emma. They might have been a third
Yeah.
person there, but Margo and
I'm
Emma.
trying to get them up. I'm trying to get Iris up to come. Yeah.
It
We
seems
need more
like
Iris in the world. We need more Margot.
I think Margo goes to every conference she can get to, so I would
Yeah.
not be surprised if she makes it again.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, the speaker should be fantastic. More vendors this year than last. I can't think of any negatives to this conference. I truly can't. It's not overly expensive. It's not a for-profit conference that is, nickel and diming you for every cent and then selling the speaking spots.
And we're
It's
not
not.
afraid to be controversial, Tony, because we're not selling the spots. There will be some controversial sessions, and there'll be some uncomfortable conversations, specifically around the relationships between agents, brokers, and markets and things like that. Like, we're not afraid to get where we need to go in order to grow the broker channel.
Fantastic.
So, yeah,
Fantastic.
it's going to be good.
Just so the listeners know, this is so close to my heart that when Tanya messaged me yesterday saying, "Hey, can we come on the podcast talk about Amplify?" Before replying, I looked at my calendar that I use for the podcast, and the next available spot to record was on May 6th, so a month out, and then it would have been another 2 or 3 weeks after that at least to get it out. So basically, instead of sending her my Calendly, she actually got the white glove treatment, and I looked at my calendar and said, "What about tomorrow at noon?" Because this is
I
another.
remember thinking, like, wow, Tony, that's quick.
Of course, that also meant that she had zero time to prep. And when she shows up today, first thing she says is, "I gotta blur my background because my house is a mess."
Have two young kids. My house is always a disaster. And I was telling Tony, I'm like, this just is what it is, people. Just, you got to take me as I am.
Perfect. No, you guys are fantastic. I'm a huge fan of TrueFlat since Sharif came on the podcast, and was super excited for Amplify the moment that you came on the podcast last year. And then after attending Amplify 2023, I loved it, and I'm so excited to be back this year. And again, listeners, if you made it this late in the recording with two excited ADHD people going all over the place, you should go to this conference. There's simply no excuse. Thank you so much for your time. Happy Friday.
Thank you for having me.